The Sindh government has expressed strong reservations over what it calls the federal government's neglect of key development projects in the province, particularly the Hyderabad-Sugur motorway, in the newly announced 17.6 trillion rupees federal budget for fiscal year 2025-26. Senior Sindh Minister Sharjeelin Ammemon said the Hyderabad-Sugur motorway is not just critical for Sindh but for the entire country due to its central role in national trade routes. Karachi port handles imports and exports for all of Pakistan. There is no viable alternative route to this motorway, he said in a statement on Tuesday. Sharjeel Memon, who also serves as the provincial minister for information, noted that Sindh Chief Minister Murad Ali Shah had repeatedly reminded the federal government of the project's importance and had even issued formal letters. He said federal ministers had recently assured the provincial government that funds would be allocated in the budget. However, Sharjeel criticized the allocation as insufficient. The construction of the Hyderabad-Sugur motorway is the responsibility of the federal government, not the Sindh government, he said. We were told the road would start soon and be completed quickly, but with the token amount allocated, this project can neither start promptly nor finish on time. Calling the funding token money, Sharjeel said such large-scale projects require substantial and sustained financing over 2 to 3 years. He argued that at least 30-40% of the total cost should have been allocated, as is the case with other national projects. By allocating just 15 billion rupees, neither justice has been done to the project nor have national interests been considered, he said. He also raised concerns about the underfunding of the K4 water supply project, describing the allocations for both initiatives as highly inadequate. The Pakistan People's Party, PPP, he said, is taking these budgetary decisions seriously and plans to review the budget in detail. Sharjeel noted that the PPP had submitted formal proposals to Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif and urged the federal government to cut unnecessary expenditures. When income does not increase, it becomes essential to control spending, he said. The budget targets set last time were not met. The fibre failed to meet its revenue goals. He warned that unless the government adopts a smarter approach to expenditure and reins in financial mismanagement, the economic system would remain under pressure, and the fiscal policy would not be sustainable.